Not afraid to tell it like it is. The Scott Thompson Show, weekdays from noon till 3 on AM 900 CHML.
All right, tattoos, man. Remember one time it was only the sailors that got these things? Now every kid's got them, it appears. Why'd you get a tattoo, Alessa?
Because
do your parents like it?
My parents liked the first one. They didn't like the second one.
What's the second one?
They're both Mickey and Minnie Mouse ears, so it's just the silhouette of their ears.
And what was your reasoning for getting one?
I'm a big Disney fan. I believe in the magic.
I love it too, but I got a t-shirt. How come I got a t-shirt? I could take it on and off. Why'd you get a tattoo?
Because it's something that's a part of my life, and I, you know, it means a lot to me.
All right. So are you scared about getting those done? And
you know,
I'm just scared of what it's going to look like when you're my age. That's all I'm scared of.
I moisturize and I keep myself fit, so I should be fine.
All right, dermatologists are concerned that getting inked masks red flags for skin cancer. So not necessarily that it causes skin cancer, but it doesn't enable you to really inspect your skin and see what's going on. And you know, I'm a guy that's got to live with this. I have to go every year to get. I've got lots of freckles, and I have to go every year to get them monitored. And I've had them get taken off because they were in the early stages, and if I let them go, things would get ugly. So I've got to address this all the time. And I grew up in the generation when we loved the sun, and you know, people put baby oil on you and go to sun tanning beds and whatever. And I'm certainly paying the price for that now. Joining us now to talk about all of this is Dr. Peta Vijnevich, assistant clinical professor of medicine in the division of dermatology at McMaster University, and he's with us now. Good afternoon, doctor. How are you today?
Oh, fantastic. Just waiting for spring.
Man, I can hear you there. All right, what are your thoughts on tattooing? There's certainly a lot of it. I guess you see lots of it on the students at Mac. Would you get one?
Well, if you ever really met me, you'd sort of see I'm not really a tattoo kind of guy. But there's certainly no problem with getting one. And there's something, I'm certainly okay with people getting them, but just for me, myself, it's just not my kind of thing.
Are they safe?
They are safe in that, people have been getting tattoos for, you know, hundreds and if not thousands of years of one form or another. So from the point of view of the tattoo ink, tattooing skin doesn't increase your risk of skin cancer. That, you know, the inks generally don't cause any problems. Sometimes you can get an allergic reaction to the ink, but in and of itself, it's not really a dangerous thing, except, you know, if somebody's using a needle that hasn't been sterilized, then you can get, you know, hepatitis C or that kind of thing. That would probably be the most important risk associated with tattooing.
Have these procedures changed much over the years? Is it the same basic principle that it was back in the 40s when the sailors were getting them?
I mean, it's been essentially the whole idea behind a tattoo is you're introducing something with color into the dermis or the deeper layer of the skin. And, you know, it stays there. It's something that isn't meant to be absorbed or to move around. And it's been the same principle for eons, behind tattooing. I mean, certainly, the needles and the technology has changed somewhat, but the idea behind it is pretty much the same.
How does it work? As a guy, and I don't know if you know this, because I don't have one either. How does it work? What is the process? What is it that they're doing that makes the mark?
Essentially, what's being done is that ink is being introduced into the skin, usually with a needle, into the deeper layer, and it's being introduced and painted in basically in a pattern, and it just stays there. You can even get a tattoo. Like if you scrape your knee on a gravel road, let's say, and little bits of gravel and dirt get left behind, and the skin heals over that, that is a tattoo. Mm. Like, that's essentially any foreign material with color in skin, once it's healed over, produces a tattoo.
Why does it stay? Why doesn't it fade or deteriorate with time? Or do they?
Well, sometimes they can get a bit blurry with time, and sometimes they can kind of, some of the pigments can get a little lighter with time. But essentially, over decades, people have selected pigments that don't get absorbed by your body's system and that don't tend to move around. So it's basically through trial and error over many, many years that people have found pigments that tend not to move or be absorbed.
So there is no relation to getting a tattoo and skin cancer?
Certainly from the point of view of, you know, if you put tattoo ink in your skin, is that area of skin more at risk for skin cancer? No. I mean, you make a valid point, and, you know, I've had people say to me, well, you know, I've got this mole here, you know, I want a tattoo over this mole.
Yeah.
I mean, the issue with that is the way that we detect skin cancer and cancerous moles is by change in size, shape, or color,
color
being one of the big things that we go by. Well, if you have altered the color, where, you know, you took something that was kind of pink or whatever, and now it's a dark purple, I can't see a change in color, because whatever is happening under there can still be happening. I just can't see it. So it might delay or cause a delay to the time of diagnosis. It's not going to cause skin cancer, but if something was to change, it makes it much more difficult to recognize, and it makes it much more likely that it would be take much longer for anyone to even notice anything is happening there in the first place.
So probably not a good idea to tattoo over a mole or a freckle or something.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a great idea. There are certain moles, for example, that are the type of mole that are a very low risk of turning into anything. I mean, I wouldn't say it's, you know, the absolute end of the world. Whether there's other moles that are much more atypical, the kind you want to keep an eye on, I'd feel much more uncomfortable with someone tattooing over something like that. Or, for example, if somebody had, let's say, a melanoma cutout and they wanted to get a tattoo in their scar to hide their scar.
Right.
I mean, one of the ways that we recognize that a melanoma is coming back is by looking for brown appearing in the scar. Well,
right.
If that scar has been, you know, colored, you know, I really wouldn't want someone to do something like a tattoo over a melanoma scar. So it really depends on the situation as to how concerned I would be.
Do they often come back in the same spot? You were saying that you're concerned if you take something off, you want to be able to look at that area and examine it later. Are you concerned, or does it happen where they do come back where the scar was, or that it continues to grow there?
Well, I mean, there's certainly a chance that whenever you remove something, it could grow back in the same spot.
Right.
I mean, something like a melanoma, once you've had a melanoma, you have about a 5% chance of getting a brand new one somewhere else.
Yeah.
So if you've tattooed 3/4 of your body and it's all, you know, I don't know, black and green and blue and whatever, it'd be pretty hard to see anything popping up anywhere else.
Right, right. Now, why is it when you take one off, it grows back somewhere else?
A melanoma?
Yeah.
Well, it's not so much the same one grows back, but you have to remember.
Yeah, I guess it would be a different one because you've removed one. But why do you get another
exactly
one when you, from a count perspective, then?
Yeah. So what it is that you have to remember that you essentially, like, the skin on your body has all been exposed to more or less the same amount of UV. So if you had a skin cancer on the end of your nose, your cheek probably got as much sun exposure as the end of your nose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite possible that same genetic damage has occurred there, and that it's that something could develop. With melanoma, one of the things about melanoma is sun exposure, but the other big thing is there's a genetic susceptibility.
Right.
So if you've had, we know that the general population risk of getting a melanoma is something like 1 in 78, but if you've had a melanoma, your chances of getting a second melanoma due to your genetic risk and whatever else jumps to 1 in 20.
Right, right.
So you're certainly at higher risk of a brand new melanoma, not the same one coming back, just a brand new one in a new spot.
Now, when they do tattoo over a mole, they're actually putting ink into the mole itself, are they not? Or are they just working around it, hoping to blend
it in? No, I mean, you could do either or, but most people would, generally, if they're tattooing over a mole, usually the ink goes into the mole itself.
And that's not a problem doing that, other than the fact it may be harder to diagnose later on.
Exactly. I mean, from the point of view of causing cancer, that ink is not going to cause cancer. It's more the fact that if it were to change, you just can't see it.
Right. Now, let me ask you this question, because obviously we know the situation with suntanning and suntan beds, what have you. We found over time that these, you know, they're not good for you, obviously. Will we find later down the road with everybody now getting tattoos that all of a sudden we'll start to see? Could that happen that, you know, all of a sudden we're going to start to see an increase in something over time that we didn't realize before?
Well, I must admit that my ability to predict the future is somewhat limited. So I don't know what people are going to say 200 years from now about tattoos. But the one thing I can tell you is that unlike sun exposure and tanning, which was sort of fashionable, let's say became fashionable in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and we saw what happened down the road,
yeah.
Tattooing and people getting tattoos has been happening for hundreds of years,
right.
not longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's prevalent in many cultures. So one would think that if tattooing skin did increase the risk of skin cancer, something probably would have shown up by now.
Right, right.
You know, you'd at least be, even if it was only sailors in the 1930s getting tattoos, you'd think that, you know, by now you'd be seeing sailors with, you know, skin cancer in their tattoos.
So exactly.
I would predict that, you know, that that's not likely to happen. But as I said, my ability to predict the future is limited at best. And if I could predict the future, I'd be, you know,
I was joking.
Heavily invested.
I was joking.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing this for a living.
I hear you. I hear you.
I'd be a psychic.
I was talking, you may have heard me talking to my producer. She has a couple and lots of young people have them now. What happens as the skin ages and we get older? I mean, in the old days when you saw the sailor who grew old, I mean, it just looked like a great big honking black mole. You couldn't even tell what it was anymore. Is that the case with all tattoos? Can they keep that nice form? And some of them are beautiful pictures that you get as a young person. When they age, will they look the same or will they, oh, geez, I wish I'd never done this?
I mean, I think that you make a very valid point that when you get a tattoo, you want to make sure it's something you have when you're 85 years old, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's skin gets wrinkly with time. Everybody's skin can get sort of spotty and freckly with time and can change in texture. Many, many tattoos will get a bit more blurry with time and not as well defined. So, I mean, I don't think anyone's skin is going to look like they're 20 when they're 80, whether they have a tattoo or not.
What about getting them off, removing them? How big a chore is that? How difficult is it?
It's a very big chore. And that's the other thing, is that if somebody's getting a tattoo, because sometimes people think, oh, yeah, if I don't like it, I'll just get it lasered off.
Yeah.
Laser treatment of a professional tattoo, you require 6 to 10 treatments minimum to get rid of a tattoo. Colors like pink, yellow, brown, colors that have to be mixed are much more difficult to get rid of. Yellow is extremely difficult to get rid of if you can get rid of it at all. Typically, you need more than one laser to actually get rid of multiple colors in tattoos because no laser does all colors equally well. And it's expensive. So, I mean, whereas a tattoo might cost, I don't know, let's say a couple $100 to get a tattoo, you know, a tattoo the size of a loony, if you need 10 treatments to get rid of it with a laser and it's $200, $300 a pop, that's a lot of money.
And what does it look like when it's gone? Is there scarring?
I mean, sometimes you can get some scarring. Sometimes you can still see some of the residual color, because it kind of depends what color it is. Kind of gray-black or blue-black tends to be the easiest color to get rid of, whereas things like green, red, yellow, you can often see some of that still left behind.
All right, I'm convinced. I'm out. All right, Dr. Peta Vajnevich has been with us, Assistant Clinical Professor of Medicine in the Division of Dermatology at McMaster University. Doctor, thank you very much for the time and expertise. Much appreciated.
My pleasure.